Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. Little Stones for you there. Little classic Stones. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I want to encourage you to join me as I say thank you to the men and women who are part of our law enforcement profession. This is National Peace Officers Memorial Day. And of course, this is the day that we memorialize, we think about and are thankful for the men and women who've given their lives in the line of duty to protect you and me. And of course, what we do is not only do we want to celebrate the lives of those men and women, but also all men and women who are part of law enforcement. My son is a police officer, and of course I was doing this before he became a police officer. I was encouraging people to celebrate this, but just so happens that he is a police officer. And recently in our town, we lost a police officer in the line of duty. He was killed in a motorcycle accident. That's what he did. He's a motorcycle cop, and he was killed in traffic. About 6 months ago, we had a police officer who was shot by a deranged drunk. And by the way, that guy was recently sentenced to 99 years for doing that. But the thing that I'd like to point out, folks, is something that I think is important to remember, is that basically, and I said this earlier in the hour, way back in the beginning of the hour, basically there are two kinds of people in the world: those who run away from danger and those who run toward danger. Those of us who dial 911 when we have a problem, when there is an emergency, when there's a catastrophe, when there's some kind of danger, there are those of us who dial 911, and we expect somebody to come. We listen for the sounds, and we listen for the siren, and we look for the lights, and we can't wait for the cavalry to come and help us. Right? Well, they're human beings. Those are those people who are coming towards you. Those people who are running toward the danger as you're running away. Those are human beings. They have lives just like you and me. They have hopes and dreams. They have children and husbands and wives and grandchildren and plans for the future and a hope of retirement. Just like you and I, they get up and they go to work every morning. Just like you and I, only there's a difference here, folks. When you and I go to work in the morning, we expect to go home. We fully expect to go home that day. These men and women who put themselves in harm's way, who answer the 911 call, who run toward danger. If you want to see something dramatic, look at the 911 tapes and see which way people like you and I are going, and see which way the people were going who are members of the law enforcement profession, and also the firefighters. No, we can't forget those, and the emergency medical folks. But this is Law Enforcement Week, and so I'm kind of focusing on them right now. But all these people who are doing this, they're just like you and me in every way but one. In every way but one. These people have volunteered to answer the 911 call. They have volunteered to run toward danger when you and I are running away. Why would they do that? Why would anybody do that? We know it's not for the money, right? Do you know any police officers? If you do, you know it's not for the money. They don't make much money. It's a calling, ladies and gentlemen. Once you get into it, I know enough of them to know a little bit about the feeling. I remember having a feeling like that when I was in the military. There's something about being part of a group of people who are prepared to rise above their own personal desires and they're to rise above themselves for a greater cause, for a cause, for something that's bigger than themselves. There's something about that. The military has that. Law enforcement officers have that. People who are in the firefighting business have that. Emergency, all the emergency people have that. There's something about that. Then that thank God there are people who that is attractive to, and they're willing to do that. They're willing to put themselves in that position so that whereas most days you and I know we believe we're going to go home that day. Nothing in our job is going to we expect nothing in our job to prevent us from going home that day. But when police officers go to work every morning or whenever they start their shift, they know that there is something about their job that could prevent them from coming home that day. Their job is a dangerous job. It may turn out that it's not dangerous every day, but the potential for danger is there. Why would they do that? Why would they put themselves into that kind of a situation? Well, I thought a lot about this, and some of you may have heard me say this before. I think it's because of something the Greeks called agape love. The Greeks have three different words for love: eros, philo, and agape. Eros is obviously the love between a man and a woman. Philo is the love you have for your brothers and sisters, for your friends, people that you have some connection with. Agape love, that's different. When we come back after these messages, I'm going to talk about that a little bit and about these very special people we honor today, the law enforcement, members of the law enforcement profession that we honor, whom we honor today. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating Law Enforcement Memorial Day. Peace Officer. Actually, the official name is Peace Officer Memorial Day, and I like to use the, we also use the term Law Enforcement Day, and my Rotary Club, actually two Rotary Clubs, come together once a year, and we celebrate Law Enforcement Day, and we make a presentation to one person in the whole area for law enforcement excellence. And I encourage others to do this around the country, ladies and gentlemen. If you got a civic club, a Rotary Club, a Civitan Club, Kiwanis, I don't care who it is, get together. If you need to, put a couple of groups together, and once a year have a joint meeting and celebrate law enforcement, the law enforcement professionals, and make get the Fraternal Order of Police, the FOP, that's the group, that's the community group that basically cuts across all the different law enforcement communities, the county, the city, the colleges, whatever. They're all part of the FOP. Get those guys to pick one person each year who can be recognized for law enforcement excellence. And if you need help with that, let me know, and I'll help you. I'll show you how to put something like that together. It's the right thing to do. It's a great thing to do. So it's only fitting that at least 1 week a year, and certainly one day a year, that we come together and we honor and memorialize those people who've paid the ultimate price in the line of duty in order to protect you and me, those who've died in the line of duty as police officers, and those men and those women, and also to celebrate those who are still on the job, and which is what I'm doing right now. And I want to come back to what I was saying about love and about how love is part of this commitment, this calling that they have. I told you about the Greeks' word for love for someone that you don't know. That's, they called it agape love, and it's where you actually are prepared to sacrifice. Maybe it's just your time. Maybe your willingness to not make a lot of money but still be in a position to help, to serve. If you see an automobile going down the road, a police officer's automobile going down the road, somewhere on that automobile will be the printed the word serve. in some kind of a slogan, some kind of a promise. It'll say, it'll have the word serve. And that's what this is all about. Agape love is about service to people that you don't even know. Think about that. Have you ever dialed 911? Have you ever seen someone dial 911? Have you ever been to an emergency or around an emergency or in an emergency and you saw someone coming toward you who was, and you were so thankful that this person was coming because you believed that they were going to be able to help you. You believed that they had training and that they cared enough to come there and drag you out of that car while the car's on fire. Why would they do that? Why would they get between you and a dangerous person? Why would they do that? Why would they want to serve you when they don't even know you? It's agape love, ladies and gentlemen. It's a phenomenon. It's a situation. It's a feeling that everyone doesn't get. Only certain people have the ability to serve with agape love. Our men and women in military are like that. They're doing it every day. So there's a sector of population that, like you and me, that we're the ones who dial 911. We're the ones who expect people to be there. We expect to wake up, and if we need help, we believe there are people on call to help us. And you know what? There are. Those are the other kinds of folks. You and I are one kind of folks, and they're the other kind of folks. They're the ones who wake up every morning and they say, somewhere in this town, somewhere in this country, somewhere in my day, someone's going to have a problem. Somebody's going to have an emergency, and they're going to ask for help. They're going to call for help. And it's my job, even though I don't know them, even though I've never met them, I don't know who they are, and I may never know them afterwards, it's my job to step into the breach, to step up to the task, to put myself in harm's way for them. And I might be injured or lose my life in the process, and yet I put the suit on. That person, ladies and gentlemen, that's the kind of person that you and I honor today for Law Enforcement Week and for Peace Officers Memorial Day. Those are the kinds of folks that I'm so glad that we have those kinds of people. I'm very proud of them, and I know you are too. God bless them, everyone. The law enforcement men and women of the law enforcement profession. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.